The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, January the 29th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Whitaker says Mueller is close to wrapping up the Trump-Russia probe. Also on the Tuesday rundown, an historic hearing on voting rights today in the U.S. House, plus medication for the opioid crisis said to be easing addiction. Topping our news, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation is close to being completed. That, according to CNBC and Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. They quote him as saying, "I hope that we get the report from Director Mueller as soon as possible." The special counsel's office declined to comment to CNBC. While there were reports that the special counsel probe was wrapping up, Whitaker's remarks is the first indication from a Justice Department official suggesting that Mueller could deliver his report soon. The House Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing today on the For the People Act, the first bill introduced by Democrats since they took control of the House of Representatives.
House Resolution 1 would make it a lot easier to vote by removing a number of state-level restrictions. Lee Chapman, director of the Voting Rights Program at the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, says this is a true democracy reform bill.
So the bill would make Election Day a holiday, create nationwide automatic voter registration, which could actually get 50 million more voters on the rolls. It would also has provisions restoring the right to vote for people with felony convictions, and that would get 6.1 million more voters on the rolls.
The bill would also try to limit the dominance of big money in politics by strengthening disclosure requirements. Multiple states, including Missouri, take a use-it-or-lose-it approach and purge inactive voters, something H.R. 1 would prohibit. Missouri also removes voters whose legal names are not an exact match with the state voter list. The Show Me State currently does not have early voting and requires voters to opt in rather than automatically being registered when they go to the Department of Motor Vehicles. I'm Suzanne Potter.
As many people try to recover from the impact from the government shutdown, there's a renewed focus to help contractors and private sector workers save for their retirement. More on that from Tramell Gomes.
Today, a state House subcommittee is scheduled to hear House Bill 2431, which would establish a board to come up with a plan to allow employees of small businesses and private employers to contribute to a retirement plan. A state-ordered feasibility study found such a plan would benefit Virginians since many more workers are in or nearing retirement with insufficient resources to sustain themselves. David DiBiase with AARP Virginia says the purpose of the state's own Work and Save plan is to help get people to take their futures into their own hands by setting up individual retirement accounts.
Thing about human behavior that, you know, anyone can go out and get an IRA, but people typically don't do it. So if you offer them like a 401k at work, they're 15 times more likely to get it.
DiBiase says 1.2 million Virginians don't have access to a 401k program at work. While gaining traction in several states, the plans are opposed by many in the financial services industry who view them as unfair competition with investment firms and banks.
If approved, the bill would require a market and legal analysis of the program before it begins in the year 2021. And an important deadline is coming up quickly for people whose homes still need basic repairs after Hurricane Florence.
The North Carolina Department of Public Safety is encouraging homeowners with damage from Hurricane Florence to return request forms for the Sheltering in Temporary Essential Power STEP program by the deadline of February 1st. At no cost to homeowners, the state program includes exterior repairs, watertight doors, windows, roofs, and entrances. Pamela Salisbury with FEMA says North Carolina's Recovery Relief is a partnership to provide assistance to those who need it most.
We know that this is still a very trying time for so many people. It's been more than 4 months now since Hurricane Florence made landfall, and there are many people who are on the other side of it. But we are also mindful there are still so many people in the struggle who still are in need of assistance.
According to the governor's office, 50 homes have been repaired under the STEP program, or repairs are underway. I'm Antoinette Kerr reporting.
There is information on the North Carolina STEP program online at ncdps.gov/FlorenceSTEP. Finally, Eric Tegetoff reports in Oregon, care facilities are turning to medication to help some patients who are struggling with opioid addiction.
Medication-assisted treatment has shown to be effective for dealing with symptoms of withdrawal. Doctors and nurses administer drugs such as buprenorphine to detoxify a patient's system and replace their opioid use. Dr. Brandon Lynch, a medical director at Asante Physician Partners in Medford, provides MAT in a primary care setting with support from Jackson Care Connect. Although it doesn't work for everyone, Lynch says the treatment is unique and that it works fairly quickly.
Go from being disabled from their condition, you know, unable to work, unable to meet their normal functions of life and their relationships and jobs, and relatively rapidly stabilize, start earning those relationships, earning their life back, getting jobs back.
A series of studies have found half of patients treated with buprenorphine weren't using drugs after 18 months, and more than 60% were drug-free after 3.5 years. Lynch says it's important to combine this with other treatments, such as behavioral health therapy.
Columbia Pacific CCO is hoping to expand the service on the North Coast, which supporters say will help communities better manage opioid use disorder. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.